This weekend we have a 2-for-1 in our gospel reading, and we might be tempted to simply think that St. Mark just is recording history. He's recording a story, and another story happens to happen. But really, in reality, what he does is a classic technique in storytelling. We see it all the times in movies and in novels. One story is being told, and all of a sudden there's a side story. And if we're not careful, we might miss the point that the side story helps illuminate, helps define and describe something that's happening in the main story. It might be a subpoint, it might be something else, but it helps us to understand. And so today in this gospel passage, let's look at this older woman first, because she's the story that's going to help us to understand that outer story. She's suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. And St. Mark records that she suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors. Now, is it she's suffering greatly and she's trying to be helped by many doctors? No, St. Mark, the suffering that she's enduring is because of the hands of many doctors, each one probably trying to cure, each one saying, drink this potion, drink that, take this herb, eat this food, do this, do that. And literally she has nothing left. She spends all she has and only is worse. But she has faith. She hears about Jesus. She says to herself, if I just touch his clothes, I shall be cured. And she reaches out and touches. Of course, Jesus doesn't even intend to heal. He knows power has gone out of him, but he had no knowledge, no intent to heal. And yet she is healed. And he challenges her and he challenges us. Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Be cured of your affliction. Because she reminds us that Jesus Christ is so filled with hope and healing that it comes out of him. So let's turn to the outer story. We hear this little girl, the daughter of a synagogue official, a good man who's deeply loved. And he begs, Lord, if you would just come, she will be healed. And when he gets there, it's too late. She's dead. The professional mourners are already there. They're wailing and making a report. He puts them all out. But he takes Peter, James, and John and the parents. He goes into the room. And you can almost imagine the scene. She just is dead. Clearly dead. She has nothing. But she has her father, Jairus's, and her mother's faith. Jesus goes in like he's going into a little girl's room and just simply waking her. Talitha kum, little girl, I tell you, arise. And she gets up. She wakes. You have to imagine what kind of confusion was in her heart and mind at that moment. What happened? What's going on? Who's this man? But she received the gift of healing because of the faith of her parents. What does this mean for us? Well, whether we're like this older woman who's been suffering for 12 years, or whether we have areas in our life that are dead, Jesus Christ desires to heal us. This is not the wealth and health gospel that we hear so prominently preached on TV, evangelists, and various other places. But Jesus Christ desires to heal us, and we hear that in the first reading. God did not intend death, but rather he intended for eternal life for us. Not that we were going to be eternal from the first moment, but that God intended us for an eternity with him, that he will do whatever it takes to give us that eternity. And so he does with Jesus Christ. He gives us healing. He gives us health. So we might be able to ask this day, what are the things I've been suffering from for 12 years or 15 years, 20 years, 50 years? What are those things, those areas of my life that are bleeding out of me that I cannot get any control of? Who are those people around me that are causing me to suffer, like the doctors? Or like this little girl, what areas of my life are dead that Jesus Christ needs to come in his gentleness and say simply, I tell you, arise. Jesus Christ intends us to have healing. He intends us to have life. It's not a pie-in-the-sky dream. It's reality. We as Christians believe in miracles. Oh, certainly they don't happen every day. Might not even happen every week. But they do happen. Physical healing. But there's something more beautiful about this, about all of this. We hear of a young girl restored to her parents. We hear of a woman who's suffered greatly, been isolated because of her flow of blood, now restored to community, now restored to life. So often it's easy, tempting, to look only at the physical healing. spiritual healing is deeper. We ask God through Jesus Christ to give us physical healing where we need it, and spiritual healing most especially. But if he doesn't give us physical healing, to know that he has given us that sickness, that illness, that area for whatever reason, we'll hear that in a few weeks as we hear St. Paul saying, I received a thorn in my flesh. Let us receive Jesus Christ.